Heading, Personal Appearance of the Evangelist. Subheading, Personality of the Evangelist. From the light I have had, the ministry is a sacred and exalted office, and those who accept this position should have Christ in their hearts and manifest an earnest desire to represent Him worthily before the people, in all their acts, in their dress, in their speaking, and even in their manner of speaking. Our words, our actions, our deportment, our dress, everything should preach. Not only with our words should we speak to the people, but everything pertaining to our person should be a sermon to them. Testimonies, Volume 2, pages 615, 618, 1871. Subheading, Souls Lost Because of Carelessness. A minister who is negligent in his apparel often wounds those of good taste and refined sensibilities. Those who are faulty in this respect should correct their errors and be more circumspect. The loss of some souls at last will be traced to the untidiness of the minister. The first appearance affected the people unfavorably because they could not in any way link his appearance with the truths he presented. His dress was against them, and the impression given was that the people whom he represented were a careless set who cared nothing about their dress, and his hearers did not want anything to do with such a class of people. Testimonies, Volume 2, page 613, 1871. Subheading, Taste, Color, and Fit. Some who minister in sacred things so arrange their dress upon their persons that, to some extent at least, it destroys the influence of their labor. There is an apparent lack of taste in color and neatness of fit. What is the impression given by such a manner of dress? It is that the work in which they are engaged is considered no more sacred or elevated than common labor, as plowing in the field. The minister, by his example, brings down sacred things upon a level with common things. Testimonies, Volume 2, page 614, 1871. Subheading, Choice of Colors. Black or dark material is more becoming to a minister in the desk and will make a better impression on the people than would be made by a combination of two or three different colors in his apparel. Testimonies, Volume 2, page 610, 1871. Subheading, Propriety of Dress and Behavior. In dress and behavior, we are to reveal propriety. Never are we to be slack or untidy in our appearance or our work. Letter 49, 1902. Subheading, Character of the Woman Worker Judged by Dress. A person's character is judged by his style of dress. A refined taste, a cultivated mind, will be revealed in the choice of simple and appropriate attire. Chaste simplicity in dress, when united with modesty of demeanor, will go far towards surrounding a young woman with that atmosphere of sacred reserve which will be to her a shield from 1,000 perils. Education, page 248, 1903. Subheading, Unbelievers Appreciate Simplicity of Dress. Many dress like the world in order to have an influence over unbelievers, but here they make a sad mistake. If they would have a true and saving influence, let them live out their profession, show their faith by their righteous works, and make the distinction plain between the Christian and the worldling. The words, the dress, the actions should tell for God. Then a holy influence will be shed upon all around them, and even unbelievers will take knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. If any wish to have their influence tell in favor of truth, let them live out their profession and thus imitate the humble pattern. Testimonies, Volume 4, pages 633, 634, 1881. Subheading, Pride of Dress, Stumbling Block to Unbelievers. Many a soul who was convinced of the truth is often led to decide upon it by the pride and love of the world displayed by our sisters. The doctrine preached seemed clear and harmonious, and the hearers felt that a heavy cross must be lifted by them in taking the truth. When these persons have seen our sisters making so much display in dress, they have said, "This people dress fully as much as we do. They cannot really believe what they profess, and after all, they must be deceived. If they really thought that Christ was soon coming and the case of every soul was to be decided for eternal life or death, they could not devote time and money to dress according to the existing fashions. How little did those professedly believing sisters know of the sermon their dress was preaching? Our words, our actions, and our dress are daily living preachers gathering with Christ or scattering abroad. This is no trivial matter to be passed off with a jest. The subject of dress demands serious reflection and much prayer. Many unbelievers have felt that they were not doing right in permitting themselves to be slaves of fashion. But when they see some who make a high profession of godliness dressing as worldlings dress, enjoying frivolous society, they decide there can be no wrong in such a course. Testimonies, Volume 4, page 641, 1881. Subheading, Simple Attire Will Not Embarrass Poor. Our clothing should be plain and simple, so that when we visit the poor, they will not be embarrassed by the contrast between our appearance and their own. Gospel Workers, page 189, 1915. Subheading, Dress Befitting Sacred Profession. Carefulness in dress is an important consideration. The minister should be clothed in a manner befitting the dignity of his position. Some ministers have failed in this respect. In some cases, not only has there been a lack of taste and of orderly arrangement in the dress, but the clothing has been untidy and slovenly. The God of heaven, whose arm moves the world, who gives us life and sustains us in health, is honored or dishonored by the apparel of those who officiate in his honor. Gospel Workers, page 173, 1915.